Welcome to Alistair Knox's Satanic Audio Blog. In 1967, Anton LaVey created the 11 Satanic Rules of the Earth. Now, as I've said before, I respect Anton LaVey greatly. He was a pioneer in Satanism, and all Satanists owe a debt of gratitude to him, because he opened the door to at least discuss some of these issues that before were kept outside of normal society. What I would like to do is cover each one of these and discuss them a little bit deeper. Again, I do not believe and agree with everything that Anton LaVey has written or said, but I do believe that these 11 satanic rules are valuable for Satanists. So, number one, do not give opinions or advice unless you are asked. Now, I think this one is very important, and I also believe that a lot of people who are not Satanists could learn a lot from this very simple rule. How many times have you, in your day-to-day dealings with other people, had their opinion forced upon you and their advice given to you without you requesting that advice or that information? I believe that it is a very presumptuous for a person to presume that you actually want their opinion or their advice. And if it is not asked for, I would wish that a person would keep that to themselves. If I want their advice, I will ask for it. But if I don't, I do not want it self-imposed. Many people choose this as an opportunity for them to sound grandiose and very knowledgeable about what they are talking about through their opinions. But again, the first of the rules of the earth is do not give these things unless you are asked. Number two, do not tell your troubles to others unless you are sure that they want to hear them. Again, how many times have you had to endure someone telling you their sob story, their troubles, their breakup with their boyfriend or girlfriend or wife, or problems here, problems there, as if you give? We all have problems in life. And what Anton was getting at with this simple rule is, if a person asks you to divulge information on your problems and your troubles, and they sincerely want to help, then they will ask. If they do not ask, do not tell them. And this goes hand in hand very well with the first of the satanic rules: do not give opinions or advice unless asked. The third rule: when in another's home, show them respect, or else do not go there. This is fairly self-explanatory. However, some people have a hard time in the application of this. This rule goes further than walking into someone's home and propping your feet up on their coffee table. This goes one step further, and again, feeds into the first and the second of the rules. Do not begin to impose your thoughts and your opinions upon them. You are a guest in their home, and you should treat them as such. Number four, if a guest in your home annoys you, treat them cruelly and without mercy. Again, this goes straight to the fact of, why do you have to endure their stories, their beliefs, their advice, their opinions? If these are things that you want to know, ask for them and receive. But if you do not, then do not impose them on someone else, more especially when in another person's home. Number 5. Do not make sexual advances unless you are given the mating signal. Many people ask the question, what is the mating signal? Well, I do not believe there is one certain signal, but certainly the expression of certain feelings or certain looks or things like that would open the door to perhaps explore deeper as to what the meaning was. I think Anton was trying to get at is do not presume too much. Number 6. Do not take that which does not belong to you unless it is a burden on the other person and they cry out to be relieved. Very simple principle here. And this means more than do not steal. Okay, this is more than theft. This actually goes to the core of thoughts and how humans relate to one another. And that's what's important in this rule, is to understand that you can help someone offload a burden. You can come to their assistance. You can help a brother or a sister in need. Do not do so unless requested. Some people like having challenging situations, and they know what to do, and it makes them a stronger and a better person by coming through such tribulations and challenges, and for you to step in without them asking and to assume the responsibilities and assume the problem-solving process would be for you outside of what is acceptable. Number 7. Acknowledge the power of magic if you have employed it successfully to obtain your desires. If you deny the power of magic after having called upon it with success, you will lose all you have attained. This is a very old theory in magic that goes way back into some of the other belief segments of the left-hand path. Not giving the acknowledgement where you should give the acknowledgement is, of course, an insult for Satan and the host of demons that come to your support and assist you through magical workings. So, acknowledge that power of magic. If magic helped you to achieve something that you wanted, then tell the world. Let them know when asked, how did you do something? Explain to them how you did. Number 8. Do not complain about anything to which you need not subject yourself. Again, if you have problems, usually complaining does not do any good. This goes beyond that and says, don't complain about something of which is not your problem. If it is someone else's problem and they are being plagued by this problem, it is up to them to eliminate whatever the root cause is and move forward. You should not join in a session of feeling sorry for yourself. You should not join into supporting such an endeavor of that. Number 9. Do not harm young children. This again is one of the rules of the earth that has been misunderstood and has even been taken from the Christian philosophy and turned around to basically say Satanists made this comment because they know they are going to harm children. And it is created by someone that does not know anything about what Satanists truly believe and truly practice. Do not harm young children. There is no need to. The idea that hurting a child in any way will help you increase magic or help you with anything satanic is, first of all, disclosing your ignorance of Satanism. And second of all, it goes against the very rules and principles of the earth. Number 10, do not kill non-human animals unless you are attacked or for food. Again, this goes very close with the satanic rule number 9, do not harm children. Well, do not harm animals as well. This is, again, one of the events that is always blamed on Satanists is the torture and the killing and maiming of animals. And this is not satanic. This has nothing to do with Satanism. This has to do more with, perhaps, young children who eventually will become serial killers. Their first impulse is to harm and to hurt something for no apparent reason and not feeling any remorse. This has nothing to do with Satanism. Nothing. Number 11. When walking in open territory, bother no one. If someone bothers you, ask them to stop. If they do not stop, destroy them. This is one of, one of the most misunderstood rules of the earth, because other religions will take this and turn it around and say, well, you know, if Satanists are ordered to destroy someone, you're saying right there that Satanists advocate killing someone or hurting someone or something like that, and it is not true. It is totally not true, and it goes, again, against the satanic principles. If someone is bothering you, simply stop them from bothering you. Ask them, make it known that you do not want them to do what they are doing anymore. And if they do not stop, then become more aggressive to let them know, to clearly articulate your point to them that you do not want to know anything else about what they are saying to you. So again, I do agree with these 11 satanic rules of the earth. For more information, visit my website at alistairknocht.com. Until next time.